I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Bring back our girls. Bring back our daughters. The hashtags have been helpful in making the kidnapping drama in northern Nigeria a global cause. But nothing's made the drama in Nigeria more real for me than talking today to the father of one of those abducted girls. Yabuku Nkeki's 19-year-old daughter, Soroti, was in the group of nearly 300 schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram a month ago. Nkeki describes Soroti for me.
Actually, she's a lovable daughter. She's so friendly to everybody. She's also active in this volleyball. It's something that makes me cry every time.
He was hard to understand over the bad phone line, but you can hear him there saying how she's a lovable daughter, very friendly, and that he cries all the time for her. Nkeki also said he's seen the video released by Boko Haram, supposedly showing about half of the missing girls, but he wasn't able to see his daughter in the crowd. He also said that security in his city, Chibok, was almost non-existent, despite the government declaring a state of emergency there.
If Nigeria government can do something, bring more security in Chibok area. Imagine, only 15 army controlling Chibok. We are always in fear.
Imagine that, always living in fear, on top of having your daughter abducted. I also spoke today with Malam Keri. He's a math and physics teacher at government secondary school Chibok, where the girls are kidnapped. He said he knows them all well, and that a student who is not taken helped him identify one of the girls in that video, the one who is doing most of the talking. Her name is Abdu, and Keri says she's a Christian who was apparently forced to convert to Islam.
Yes, Abdu was a Christian, but now, oh my God.
Keri told me that everyone in Chibok is still in shock over what's happening to the girls.
We are traumatized. Every day when we hear the news, and the news is still no sign of seeing them, we need your help.